You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to another edition of an Irish Racing Podcast. On Sunday, November the 12th, I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at a 7-race programme at Navan this Sunday, set to be run on soft to heavy, heavy in places ground, but there are showers forecast there this afternoon to make it even worse. So yeah, very testing for the horses on what looks a pretty wide and varied card. We've got three grady races for you, the For Auction Novices Hurdle at 110, followed by the Liz Mullen Hurdle, featuring several horses that we know quite intimately. And in the 210, not a particularly strong race for the grade, but we've got some old favourites there, such as Clark Ham, the game changer for the Giggins Town Stud Operation. A couple of handicaps and an intriguing bumper to close the card.
Race 1.
We begin at 12:35 with what looks to be one of the most keenly competitive betting races on the programme. ABC is an obvious looking starting point here for many. Niall Madden's Charge, of course, was a winner last time out at Fairy House on the flat when he won a mile and a half handicap in pretty decisive fashion. He certainly gets on well with heavy ground, this horse, as we saw when he won at Fairy House as well last year in April. Stamina is very much the key component to his game. But in all fairness, he rather struggled at the time when he tried 3 miles once at Roscommon. He was pretty disappointing that day. So, you know, 2.6 miles is the sort of furthest he probably wants to go. And whether he's going to be as fully effective, time will tell. The one I think could outrun his odds here is I Can't Say from the John Ryan stable. Now, John's had a fantastic sort of autumn period. I mean, Kilcarry Bridge, for instance, he only just got beat the other day in a grade two, having won various handicaps of a much lower grade throughout the summer jumping period. And this horse, similar to a lot of his stable companions, has been plying his trade in the middle of summer stroke autumn. And his run last time out actually wasn't a bad one on the figures. He finished fifth in a very, very hot grade three novices chase down in court behind Bamaka Manuvia, who's, on my numbers, one of the best novice chasers I've seen so far in Ireland this season. He beat Jury Duty and Woodland Opera, who are no mugs. And this horse, I Can't Say, was only just behind him on that occasion. And considering he was a bit reluctant to jump off, which is not normally his remit, I thought he did really well to finish as close as he did. He won't mind the ground, he won at Listowel. Over fences at their festival back in September, and at 7-1 this morning, I do think he's a really good each way bet. So I Can't Say each way is the pick in the first.
Race 2.
On to the first of the graded races then, which is the For Auction Novices Hurdle. Not a particularly strong one. We've got three useful horses in their own right, but not probably top class anyway at this stage of their career. I think Megley Khan is the most interesting runner amongst them. I thought he was really impressive when he won over this course and distance back in September. He didn't beat a lot, understandably, but he couldn't have won any more easy. I mean, he travelled like a really top-class horse, and his speed figure actually wasn't too bad, and the runner-up at least is half-decent, Ed El Poor. But I have got a little bit of a soft spot, for good or bad, for Morgan, his stabbing companion, and I do think Gordon Elliott's Charge here is definitely the bet this morning at around about 3-1. He's likely to run his race, as he often does, and he got beat by a useful horse of Willie Mullins' last time. I actually think he'll be favourite to win this race, called Sayar. And he was trying to give this horse nearly a stone. In the cold light day, that wasn't a bad run. Obviously, he's got to give weight away here, but I'm not really a massive weights and measures man. I want horses who are fit and well and go through the ground rather than the odd pound here, there and everywhere. So with David Russell on board, who gets on well with his strong traveller, it's hard to see Morgan not running well. Whatever beats him, probably will win. So 3-1 this morning, Morgan. Again, the value bet there in race 2.
Race number 3.
On to the 140 then, which is the Liz Mullen Hurdle, and we get on to the real good star-studded stuff here. Three horses really right out the top draw. Apples Jade, Jerd's Girl and Monkson, of course, don't need any second introductions. Apples Jade, if she's going to be vulnerable, it might just well be first time out. She got beat last year, first time off the shelf, down in Down Raw by Rashan, which is a bit of a body blow. But of course, she made up for that by winning two grade ones towards the back end of the season at the Cheltenham and Punchestown Festivals, respectively. She's won on obviously heavy ground before, as we saw at Aintree when she won by 30 odd lengths by some ridiculous distance. So if she's anywhere near her best, she's clearly going to justify a position in the market. I wouldn't be as mad keen on Jer's Girl as the market suggests. I know Tom Segal's put this horse up in the Racing Post this morning, but I've just watched her of late and I just don't think she's going through her races with as much enthusiasm or as quality as she was when she was a juvenile. Obviously, you know, that four-year-old period is always a difficult time for horses coming out of the three-year-old hurdling campaign, and that might have just caught her out. She's probably going to be better over the 2.5 mile trip as well today, but she's just a horse I'm going to have a watching brief at the moment. So I suggest we back Monksland without the favourite here. Basically, we've got two bites at the cherry. Obviously, if it wins, then fine, but if not, if it finishes second to the favourite, if he runs his race, then at 5-2, I do think Monksland represents good value in that market. Don't forget, he absolutely adores this track. He's run here twice, won and finished second on his other run. He doesn't mind heavy ground, and he comes here off the back of a good run last time out as well, down in Thurles, when he had to use all his powers of stamina to get the well-ridden Polar Present back, who'd looked as though he got an unassailable lead at halfway. Basically, a fit, in-form horse who loves the track. Like I say, 5-2 without the favour, that does look a decent bet there in race number 3.
Race 4.
On to the fourth race then, the final races of the race of the graded variety, and it's the Fortria Stakes. I think this is probably one of the worst grade 2s I've ever seen. In fact, I've got a little small share in a horse with Gordon Elliott, and probably kicking ourselves that we didn't run it in this race because I think he'd probably nearly win. Alistair Delon probably sets the standard, but he's a bit of a funny character, this horse. I think he's definitely got a hole in him. He's brilliant like he was when he won at Nice back in February when he won by a wide margin, setting up an unassailable lead, jumping well, travelling well and getting the job done. Or he tends to struggle like he has done on quite a few occasions either side of that performance. So it's a life in your own hands situation here with Alistair Delon. I fully expect him to win if he gets into a good rhythm at the head of affairs and he pops away and, you know, he's all hunky-dory off the back of a run. But, you know, you have got the likes of the Game Change and Clark Ham, if they're at their best to sort of like pick up the pieces. I just find this race an absolute massive puddle, a bit of a headache, to be honest. I haven't got a huge opinion. I mean, Clark Ham's, they've talked about Hunter chasing him, for goodness sake. You know, Gordon Elliott and his Racing Post column not so long back. And the Game Changer, does he really want heavy ground? I mean, I know he won at Listowel, beating Ballycasey, but Ballycasey's probably not the force he was. And I just don't feel as though the Game Changer is a heavy ground slogger for me. But anyway, like I say, pays your money, takes your choice. A race I haven't got an opinion in, but Alistair Delon is the choice if you are desperate for a bet.
Race 5.
On to the big novice chase of the day then. And this brings together two or three really nice horses. Of course, Footpad, as we all know, is a very top-class horse in his day. And he rounded off his season with an excellent run in the Grade 1 at the Punchestown Festival behind You Know What I Mean, Harry. Now, clearly, connections have seen this horse as a stayer. And as you often find with young novices like this, they tend to start over the minimum distance and work their way up. It's a good stomping ground for many horses in the past that Willie Munnies has had of a similar nature. So I wouldn't expect this horse to be absolutely done for toe completely, but he is up against a horse called Brelade, who I think sets a really good standard of what we've seen so far over fences. He got done by a good horse down in Garran from the Mouse Morris stable, who's gone on to run quite well in a Grade 1. And, of course, he got beat by Petit Mouchoir, who up to now is the fastest horse I've got over in Ireland over 2 miles. And there was nothing wrong with that run at all. He jumped really soundly. He just basically couldn't live with a Grade 1 horse. And probably Brelade isn't a Grade 1 horse. He's probably a Grade 3, Grade 2 horse at best. But he is fitting well. He jumps. And if there is going to be a vulnerability with the favourite, it might well be today. So Brelade at 6-4 is the choice in Race 5.
Race number 6.
On to the penultimate contest, and probably one of the best bets on the card here comes in the shape of Lex Talionis. I really do like the way this horse's career trajectory is going. He was fourth in a red-hot race on the figures down in Fairy House two starts ago when he was fourth behind the likes of Russian Roulette, Young Ned of the Hill, and, of course, Like an Open Book, who absolutely trotted up the other day at Thurles, boosting that form line. Not only that, Lux Stelionis himself boosted that speed figure by winning at Punchestown last time out, showing good gritty determination to get the better of Champagne Pat in the closing stages. And if he can run to that same level of form, it's hard to see this horse not finishing in the first three or four at the very least. He's got a very light weight, which will help him in the ground. He shouldn't have any problems with the ground, although he's yet to race on ground as deep as this, but... You know, softer yielding in place at Punchestown is fairly testing anyway. Obviously, Champagne Pat, if you fancy Lex Stallionis, you've got to look at Champagne Pat, who ran really well that day after a bit of a layoff. Bit of money for Oscar's Den this morning, and I can certainly see one or two shrewdies are getting involved this horse. He travelled quite well the other day, but he didn't get the trip at Punchestown. I think the school of thought is that dropping back in distance to his optimum over 2 miles might just bring about a bit of improvement. But I'm going to stick with Lux Stallionis. The time figures suggest he's going to be there or thereabouts. And at 5-1, he'll do for me each way there in the penultimate.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, and this looks like a bit of a Giggingstown benefit. It's a spin of a coin job here between Invincible Cave and Valdue, and I'm going to go with Invincible Cave. Gordon Elliott gave this horse a really favourable mention in his stable preview not too long back. He said he's ready, he's fitting well, he's ready for a run, and we often find that Gordon Elliott's horses in these kind of events are very, very difficult to beat, even though there has been a bit of money for Noel Mead's horse Valdue this morning. So Invincible Cave is the choice in the final race. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can join us again in midweek when we're going to be taking a look at one of the National Hunt cards. Until then, it's a very goodbye for me.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.